بدر الكلام قلت أهواه الساعة الأولى ألست به فعشت بحب أوحى به الله وسابقت الأحبة في تلاوته وأنعم حين ألقاه بلقياه شيخ إذا رتلت ألمحه تقبلني من الإعجاب عيناه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله يعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون إلهكم إله واحد فالذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة قلوبهم منكرة وهم مستكبرون لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون ويعلنون إنه لا يحب المستكبرين وإذا قيل لهم ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا أساطير الأولين ليعلموا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزرون.
Inshallah, today we're starting from ayah number 19 of Surah An-Nahl. And this surah, as we mentioned before, it is named after the bee that is mentioned later. And this is a Makki surah, and Makki surahs by their nature talk about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and denounce kufr and shirk and the disbelief that the kuffar of Quraysh. And today's ayat, they are along the same lines. In the previous lesson, we talked about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, giving us the earth, the sea, and all of them are found within both of them, in terms of the treasures, in terms of the treasures and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a blessing. This is truly a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given to the human being. And finally, at the end of last week's lesson, Allah denounced the statues that people are worshipping, and that same subject about denouncing the statues, and then a couple of other subjects come up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what you are hiding and what you are doing openly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the hidden and the thing that is even more hidden. He knows the hidden and He knows the thing that is even more hidden. What does that mean? Before a thing becomes hidden in our mind, even before the thought crosses our mind, it comes into our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it before it even comes into our mind. So the hidden, the things that are hidden from us, the secrets, but He knows even more the things that are even more hidden and more secret. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. So here Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what you are doing secretly and what you are doing openly. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Again, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denounces the worship of the statues. Allah says, those that they are calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not creating anything and they are created. So the issue is that something that is created by itself, something that is carved out of wood or carved out of stone or carved out of metal, all of these things are created. That thing which is created cannot create something else. As we can see, as we saw in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he destroyed all of the statues while his people were away, and he left the biggest statue, and he hung the axe on the neck of the biggest statue. And when they came back, they said, you know, who did this to our statues? And then they thought amongst themselves and they said that there's somebody called Ibrahim who baptizes them. Maybe it's him. So then they called him in front and they said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, the biggest one, he must have destroyed all of the other statues. Why didn't you ask the biggest one? It was basically a challenge for them to basically realize that what the thoughts that they had and the worship that they were doing of those statues, it was pure folly and it was false. It was something that they should leave. They themselves, they said, that you know that these statues don't talk and they don't do anything. So how can you? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, that's the whole point. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Why do you worship something that cannot do anything, that cannot talk, that cannot respond to you? So here again, وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those that they call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot create anything while they themselves are created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, at the end, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. O people, an example has been given to you. Listen carefully to it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Those that you call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot create even a fly, even if they were all gathered together to make that fly. They used all of their resources, all of their intelligence, all of their energies, all of their strengths, all of their technology, they cannot create one single fly. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ. And then what they used to do, they used to put food in front of their statues as offerings, and the flies used to take that, as we probably see in temples worldwide, that food is sitting there, it's rotting, and the flies and the insects are eating from it. And the statues cannot even take it away from the fly that is eating that food. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ. دَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. The one who is seeking, he is weak, and matlub, the one that they're seeking from, he is also weak. So, again, the folly of worshipping the statues is mentioned in this verse. Allah says, أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. They are dead, not alive. So it was sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that these statues are dead, right? He doesn't need to say غَيْرُ أَحْيَا after that. Dead, not alive. The scholars say what it actually means is that they were dead. But when we say dead, it can also have the possibility that they were alive at one time. So we have many people who are in their graves right now. We say to them that they're dead. They are amwat. But they were alive at one time, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies and clarifies by using the word غَيْرُ أَحْيَا that they have never been alive. They have never been alive. غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. Not in the past, not in the present, and never in the future are they going to be alive. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not feel anything. أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. How and why are these statue is going to be resurrected in the hereafter? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to resurrect something which is dead, because it is not going to be held accountable. In fact, these statues and all of the things that used to be worshipped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them a tongue on the Day of Judgment, and then those same statues are going to be burned in the hellfire, and Allah is going to make a point of telling people that these are the statues that you used to worship, look to them now, they cannot even protect themselves. Okay, so they will not be resurrected in terms of being held accountable as people who are alive are going to be. So this is something, again, another that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making, that only alive things, things that are going to be held accountable, are going to be resurrected. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your ilah, your the one that is worthy of worship, it is, we usually translate God, but the word ilah actually means man yutawajjahu ilayh, the one that you turn towards. and you turn your attention towards the one that is worthy of worship. Okay? So, for the lack of a better word, we just translate it by saying the word ilah. Your ilah is one ilah, ilahun wahid. So here the word wahid, and in other surahs like qul huwallahu ahad, ahad means also one, but in the sense that he is that one that cannot be split up into different parts. That's what the word ahad means. Here the word wahid is being used to instill into the people that he is one in the concept of not sharing or not being equal to others that people are equating with him. So that's the difference between ahad and wahid. Ahad means that one who cannot be split apart. That is what ahad means. And wahid, one in the sense of nobody is equal to him in terms of other things or other entities. So here the word wahid is used to denounce the shirk that people are committing and using the style of worshipping them. So Allah is using the word here, ilahukum ilahum wahid. Your ilah is one ilah. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Those people who have iman in the hereafter, their hearts are denying. Their hearts are denying while they are also being arrogant. So the first thing is that they are denying. What does that mean? Their hearts don't want to believe hereafter. Okay? So they are in denial. When a person is sure, or he's finding things difficult to believe, and he doesn't want to face the consequences, console them. Okay? So say for example you run a red traffic light, okay, and you know in that particular city, in Arlington for example, there are red light cameras everywhere, and as you cross the red traffic light, you know, you see the off, realize that maybe that, you know, the car's picture has been taken and I'm going to be getting a ticket in the mail, right? So over the next 2 weeks you are in a state of denial that maybe that flash was not for my car, it was for the car that was behind me. Okay, so you're in this state of denial. You don't want to believe that you actually ran the red traffic light, even though you know you did, and you know that that flash was for you, and you know that the picture of your car has been taken, you know that the ticket is going to be coming for you, but you don't want to believe it, so you're in a state of denial. So these people, قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ, their hearts were in a forced state of denial about the hereafter because they didn't want to face the consequences of their shirk. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and on top of that, they were arrogant, making istikbar, arrogant. What is arrogance? Arrogance is only worthy of those that have no faults and have no weaknesses. And that is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known, one of his qualities is mutakabbir. He is mutakabbir. Because he is worthy of being mutakabbir. He is worthy of having that and grandeur because he has no weakness. However, the human being, he just gets something which is called a virus. What is a virus? Something invisible that you cannot even see until you put it under a microscope. It gets afflicted by a bacteria, a germ. You don't see it unless you put it under a microscope. But a person getting afflicted by that puts him in bed for 3 to 5 days. So how can a person be arrogant when he's in that kind of a situation? He's so weak. A person, if he doesn't set his alarm clock in the morning, he can't wake up. Okay, he cannot see or hear beyond that are around him. Okay, if a person is in the corner whispering, he cannot. These are the weaknesses that a human has. And I've mentioned before the saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I'm surprised and astonished at that person who has, when he was created from an impure demon and his rotting corpse, and in the middle he is walking around with filth inside his stomach. How can that person be arrogant? The saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Istighbar or takabbur is not for human beings. There's no right to have takabbur, but these people, they, in addition to denying the hereafter and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accountability, they, on top of that, they have arrogance, and they and that is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, which is mentioned in the next ayah. لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون. There's no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they are doing secretly and what they are doing openly. He repeats it again, just two ayahs before, and again it's repeated here. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they're and what they're doing openly. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this? Because they used to openly challenge Allah. And they used to say, لَوْلَا يُعَذِّبُ بِمَا نَقُولُ. Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish us for what we are saying? So Allah is and saying that whatever they keep harbor in their minds, in their hearts, and whatever they say openly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable for it. There's a time for it. It will happen, but for sure it will happen. And this is the promise. Again, Allah of this verse, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the people that have arrogance, because they are not deserving of that arrogance, and yet they display that arrogance in front of other people and in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When it is said to them, what did your Lord reveal? What did your Lord send down? So the question is, if you look at the question, who is being asked? The people who are committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question is that what did your Lord reveal? So they believe that Allah is their provider and sustainer, and He is above, He is the creator, and all of the rest of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. The only thing is, they associate partners with Him. So when they are asked, what did your Lord reveal? On the one hand, they believe that He is the Lord, but then in response they say, قَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. They said, these are old fabricated tales. Asatir, basically false tales, fairy tales, old, you know, stories that have no relevance. So Asatirul Awwaleen, this is how they respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the consequence of this attitude is going to be very dangerous for them. What is it going to be? لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً. Be carrying the weight of their Day of Judgment. They're going to be carrying the weight of their sins on the Day of Judgment. The word wizr is the pluralist awzar. Wizr means weight. And here it refers to the weight is kamilatan yawm al-qiyamah, completely on the Day of Judgment. So the sins, they will see the consequence of them. They'll be holding them. They'll be carrying them. And on top of that, not only their own sins, but they'll be carrying the sins of those people that they led astray. Okay, some people are influential. One person says something and 100 people are willing to listen to that person. So those people that listened to them and were led astray because of their actions and because of their sayings, their sins they will also carry. So this is again something we need to keep in mind. We should not understand a contradiction. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody will carry anybody else's burden. Okay, that's in the Quran. What that means is that a person who commits a sin by himself, you know, I'm not responsible for that person's sin. But if I need him to commit a sin, then I will be held responsible. Okay, and it's very dangerous, certain types of businesses, right? Which are not halal, not permissible. For example, he opens a convenience store. Inside the convenience store, there is alcohol, and there are lottery tickets and all forms of haram being sold inside that. Okay, so he opens up this store. People see that after a few months, he starts driving a nicer car, and he buys a bigger house. And people think to themselves, you know what? There's a very profitable venture here. This seems to be very profitable. I think I should do exactly the same thing. And he, following the footsteps of this person, he decides that he's going to do the same thing. So now, instigating by leading by example, he is making or opening up the pathway for other people to follow in his footsteps. So in this case, he will be held accountable for it. And there's something, and on the other hand, something good, and people start following him in doing good. For example, he comes to the Tahajjud prayer, and people say, good time, and there's a few brothers coming, why don't I come and join them? Okay, so starting something good and being a good example for other people to follow, a person will get the good deeds for everyone that follows in his footsteps. But here in this case, people are doing certain actions that are leading them to shirk. So these people who lead others to shirk, they will be carrying the sins of those people also. So here, so لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, they will be carrying their own sins on the Day of Judgment completely. And وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, and also from the sins of those people that they misguided them without knowledge. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ, be aware that it's a very bad thing that they are going to be carrying. It's a very bad thing that they're going to be carrying on the Day of Judgment, meaning the consequence, the weight, the sin, everything that they're going to be carrying on the Day of Judgment, obviously that is something bad and something not good for them, that because if they're going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it and they're going to be punished for it, then obviously they're going to be in major trouble for many, many centuries. Or from this lesson, the statues, their reality is that they are created, they cannot create anything by themselves, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes He is one. He emphasizes that people who deny the existence of the hereafter, they do so because they are in denial. They don't want to believe in something that is going to certainly happen to them, and on top of that, they're being arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that they do. These same people, they, even though that they believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still don't believe the wording that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. They will be held accountable for their sins and for the sins that follow in their footsteps on the Day of Judgment. With this we finish inshallah, and we'll continue with this next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.
Job. Yeah. 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 Yeah.